And the summer with Ocean Grove yesterday, the presence of God was so powerful. And you know, just a real quick testimony for those that weren't there, that didn't know what happened. A few of us were there early at Ocean Grove, and we had spent a couple hours at the beach. Behind us was a young lady sitting there. We didn't even notice her. Then after we did worship and we went down to baptize, this young lady, we were done drying off, comes up to us. She said, "Would you baptize me? I've been baptized before, but I feel like the Holy Spirit's telling me I need to be baptized again. I want to rededicate my life. I'm a Messianic Jew." You know, and we baptized her. And then afterwards, a couple of people had a chance to minister to her even more so. And then at the very end, before we left, you know, we had a chance to speak to her again and talk to her in the pavilion. She was radiating the presence of God. And what was so cool about that, and I shared this vision Lord gave me last week, of the Holy Spirit as a dove emanating from us, like just floating and rising from us to wherever. And Lord reminded me, you know, as I thought about that when we got home last night, where we were sitting, she was right behind us the whole day. The presence of God was there, emanating. And then as we were baptizing and we were praying on the beach all together as a body before the baptism, the presence of God was emanating. She said, "I saw you guys praying." And I thought, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, you should get baptized. And she admitted she fought it in the flesh, but then submitted her flesh to the Spirit and did it. And it's just awesome to see the glory of God going beyond the limitations we put on it. And that's our prayer as a church. So give glory to God. Right now, if you would raise your Bibles, and if you need a Bible, if you'd raise your hand and someone would give you a Bible. We have Bibles in the back. You will need Bibles today if you want to follow us, because we don't have PowerPoint set up with the Scripture. So if ushers, if you can give a Bible, anyone who raised their hand with that one. Father, we thank you for your word that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank you that all Scripture is God-breathed, inspired, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, and training in your righteousness. Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin with Psalm 41:4. We got about six Bible passages we're going to go through, so I'll try to go slow since we weren't able to set up the PowerPoint for that today. Psalm 41:4. This is David writing, and he says, "I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Heal my soul, since I have sinned against you." Now, what does that mean? How many of us have read that so many times and didn't fully grasp what it meant? And I'll be the first to tell you that. And the Holy Spirit showed me something. We've talked a lot about the soul in the past, that your soul is made up of your mind, which is the way you think, your will, what drives you, what you commit to, those things that push you forward, and your emotions. That's the components of someone's soul. And a healthy soul is one that is, all three of these components are lined up together. Your mind is in sync with your emotions and your will. A really healthy soul, a true healthy soul, according to Scripture, is when the mind, the will and the emotions are lined up with the heart of God. That's the key here, lining them up with the heart of God. Now, David is saying, "Lord, heal my soul." And this is a point most scholars believe. As David was writing this, David was that place where he had sinned and committed adultery with Bathsheba, and put her husband in a position where he got killed. So now he's repenting. So he had a problem. He let his mind wander on Bathsheba, and that led to other things. He had his emotions go to places they shouldn't go, and it led to other things. And he let his will, he chose action that caused adultery and a man to die and a family to be torn apart. They weren't lined up right with God at all. His soul was sick. It needed healing. It needed healing. And that's what really the Lord's been speaking to me about. Ask the question, Lord, you know, we think of sickness as, oh, you know, I'm physically ill, or something is really wrong with me. But how many of us look at our mind and say, Lord, my soul is sick and needs healing because my thoughts are going the wrong way. My mind has not been renewed by your word. I'm filling my mind up with crud instead of your word and your promises. I'm letting thoughts that lead to anxiety and fear. Remember basic psychology. Everything begins with a thought. A thought leads to an emotion that leads to your action. Mind, emotion, and will. Everything we are leads to a thought, comes from a thought. If I think on it, I'll feel a certain way, therefore I will act this way. Everything starts with a thought. So keep my thoughts pure so it'll keep my emotions in place and steady so that I will act accordingly. So how many of us ever looked at the soul and said, man, my thoughts keep going in the wrong place. I keep dwelling on things that give me anxiety. I keep dwelling on things that cause me fear, you know, or nervousness, or even keep my mind on how woe is me, life stinks, so I'm so super depressed. Instead of my hope is built on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Instead of his word, his grace is sufficient for me. Instead of he is my strength, he is my fortress, he is my tower of refuge. He is all that I will ever need. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Instead of those things. So there's a problem here that David had, and I believe every single one of us can learn from this and receive this. I want to look at three things. First point is recognize the issue. Recognize that our souls need to be placed before the Lord to be healed. Well, Psalm 6, verses 2 and 3, staying with Psalms, give you a second to turn to it. Psalm 6, verses 2 and 3. And those that want to jump ahead, you have your sermon cheat sheet. You can even go to the verses next to. David writes, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? My soul is vexed, Lord. You know what? What he's saying? I'm exhausted. Most of us know that what begins up here affects everything. You know, we've said many times, stress or something related to stress is the cause of 80% of all illnesses. Physical and mental and emotional. Stress is the number one cause of all illnesses. The way it shuts your body down physically and what it does to your physiology. So he's saying, have mercy on me, for I am weak, I'm worn out, I'm tired. Why? Oh Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Well, Scripture, in one of the other versions, it's not just bones. He's talking about his soul. His soul. David's troubled body greatly troubled his soul, showing the effect of sickness can have on moods and attitudes of the mind, which impact the soul. We've all been there, haven't we? Where we're just not ourselves because either our mind is not at a good place because it's not focused on the things of God, our emotions are all over the place, and the emotions we need to have should be revolved on the joy of the Lord. That's what keeps us healthy. That's why he says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And our will, we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. We're allowing ourselves to go places we shouldn't go and get to. In Psalm 147:3, this puts it all together for us in recognizing the issue. David writes, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now, this is important because the word for bind up in Hebrew is shabash. The origin of that word is root. It means root or prim or core. Definition is to bind on, to bind up. In other words, when there's something wounded, you cover it, right? To heal or hold it in place to keep it strong. But it's in reference to a root, to a core. So he's saying, bind up their wounds. Heal the broken heart, bind up with their wounds. In other words, bind up, cover the roots that cause the soreness or the sickness or the issues. Get to the core of it. Who's the only one that can get to the core? Who's the only one that can really heal at the very core of our soul? Only Jesus. Only Jesus. That's why he came to die, to free us, to heal us. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, for what was inside and outside. He covers it all. His blood covers. His grace is sufficient. It covers it all. He overcomes it all. To heal, when God heals, his heart's desire is a complete healing in you and in me. And to do that, you get to the core. I'm not going to heal a tree or heal something if I'm just putting ointment on top. I need to get to the source. I need to get to the very bottom of something. And so that the roots will stay healthy. So that the new limbs that grow will be healthy, will be strong. If I want my mind to be healthy, my emotions to be steady, my will to be strong and guided in God's ways, moved only by His Spirit, I gotta open this up and let Him heal me. I need to let Him do what He needs to do, whether it's deal with unforgiveness, deal with bitterness, deal with anger, deal with hate, deal with feeling abandoned, abandonment issues, feeling neglected. All those things I need to open up so the Holy Spirit come. Feeling rejected, I need to let the Holy Spirit do His work. Get to the core of those things that the Lord would heal. So I need to recognize the issue and that the fact that the issue begins and is only healed at the roots here. Second point is recognize the healer. Psalm 103 verses 1 through 5. I'll give you a second to turn to that. Psalm 103 verses 1 through 5. Most of us know, if not the whole verse, most of the verse by heart. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord again, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Now, the list of benefits, and I want you to see how this fits in. Recognizing the healer. The healer is he who forgives all iniquities, who heals all diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me break that down again. Let's look at those benefits again. First one is who forgives all iniquities. Guess what that is? That's a heart healing. The healer heals the heart at the root. That's where it all has to begin. The blood of Jesus Christ, beginning at the root, iniquities. Iniquity is the tendency and being prone to a particular sin or a particular way of life that misses the mark of God's heart. See, the definition of sin is simply missing the mark. If God is the mark, if His heart, His word, His desire, His plans for you, if His will, His spirit, if that's the mark, sin is, I missed it. I've gone astray from it. Sin is missing the mark. So more often than not, when we're missing the mark more consistently in an area in our lives, that means we have an iniquity, an issue of iniquity in this area because we're prone to a particular thing. We talk about addictions. Best example is addictions. If you struggle with alcohol, well, you are prone to that. That's your iniquity that God wants to heal. Get to the core of it. If other issues, pornography, other drugs, whatever it might be, how about lying? Habitual lying. Most of us lie because we're too insecure and we're always on guard and we feel like we ought to protect ourselves. So we lie so we don't get hurt or feel hurt. And that's an issue of the heart, not just deception, but an issue of the heart because there are some heart wounds there that you're prone to, tend to go into. You know, one of the struggles I had, you know, is, and I've shared this, is I am so insecure, or was so insecure, so fearful. And my area of iniquity, a stronghold in my life, and I've shared this before, is confrontation. I would back down on confrontation, even though the Holy Spirit says, you need to go do this. You need to go speak that. You need to confront this person. And I would pray, Lord, please let them just change their mind on their own or deal with this issue. Lord's worked a lot on me on this because this was a stronghold. Why? Because I was insecure about who I am in Him. So it was a heart issue. Heart issue. I had a hard time speaking my mind because it was a heart issue. I was insecure. I did not know, recognize fully who I am in Him. So, forgives our iniquities, deals with them, heals our diseases, heals your body, okay? Recognize the healer, heals your body, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from destruction. This is a direct attack on your mind and your body. See, God has a plan and a purpose for you. We read that in Jeremiah 29:11, to bring you the hope, a hope and a future that He's destined you towards. Well, He redeems your life from destruction. Well, if my life is not moving towards that hope, that plan that He has for me, I may be heading on a road to that destruction. My thoughts, my attitude needs to be rearranged a little bit to get back on the road of righteousness that God has me on. This is my road, the road that God has for me. He redeems it. He's the one that says, all right, now that I'm healing you at the core, now that I'm ministering to your heart, you've opened your heart to me, I'm going to deal with this. And I'm going to get you back on track. You've gone way astray, but I'm getting you back on track. You know, I always think about Franklin Graham, and one of his testimonies is, you know, son of Billy Graham, he got so messed up as a youth. Addiction issues, struggles, with all kinds of stuff, getting himself in trouble with the law. But look at him. God had ordained him and called him and planned for him to follow in the steps of his father and take over that ministry. And when he submitted his heart to God, he went the long way, unfortunately, but he got right with the Lord. I think most of us have a testimony like that and can attest to that. But he redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Most of us struggle with being loved, being rejected, being abandoned, sonship, daughtership issues. I shared a lot about that last week. Guess what? When he heals this inside, it affects our mind, the way we think. All of a sudden, I'm realizing that I'm the son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I start to feel better, you know. Think about it. You can look in the mirror, and if you think you're fat, you're going to believe you're fat, and you're going to feel fat, and you're going to be lethargic. You look in the mirror. I know this works for me, guys. I look in the mirror, and if I say, whoa, look, I lost some pounds. I feel good. I'm going to feel, my mind's going to think, I'm healthy, I'm going to feel healthy, and I'm going to have more energy. Every day that I can have that attitude, I have more energy than days where I feel like I'm a glutton. I mean, I can eat as much as I want to the day before, but if I wake up and say, I'm healthy, I'm going to be more motivated. My emotions, my spunk, everything. But if I wake up and go, man, I was a pig last night, so fat. That affects me because I put that thought in my mind that's infecting my emotions, that's infecting my behaviors. This is natural human behavior here. So when I say, I'm not worth this, I'm no good, it's affecting me. It'll affect everything about me. But when I say, you know what, yeah, I'm a son, I'm a daughter of a king, I am loved by the king. Guess what? He takes that crown and I receive it. He puts it on me. He wraps his arms around me. I'm filled with his love and his mercy. He surrounds me with it all. He satisfies my good things, my mouth with good things. Guess what? From the mouth, what's revealed? The heart. The heart's revealed from your mouth. If your mind has been healed, when he heals your soul, if your emotions have been healed, because see, the thought leads to the emotion, and your attitude is right, your mouth is going to speak good things, right? All you have to do is get stuck in traffic, and that's the true test. My wife and I jokingly talked yesterday is, anyone struggling in a marriage should not be in a car together trying to find parking in Ocean Grove. Even good marriages may need marriage counseling after you're in a car together trying to find parking in Ocean Grove. Yesterday, because there was those moments where I'm getting frustrated and she sees me getting frustrated and I'm making poor decisions and she's yelling at me and I'm ready to yell back at her. And, you know, so I had to go back to that place that I shared with you. Dad, I'm home. Dad, I'm home. Dad, I'm home. Try to get myself back refocused on the things of God to try to settle back into his peace. Because out of my mouth comes what's within me. So he satisfies my mouth with good things. And so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm re-energized. My will, I've got strength. I can do it. Man, you know, I'm not sluggish. I'm empowered. I'm believing. When I wake up on a Sunday morning or any day and I'm feeling the presence of God and I'm filled with his word and I've spent time with him, I'm ready to conquer the day because he energizes me in his spirit. But I have to do the work to stir myself up, as scripture says, by getting into his word, getting into his presence, getting excited about it, believing God has a plan for me even for this day. And when I do that, when my mind and my emotions and will are lined up and are healed before God, he energized me. I feel young. Be turning 46, But I have to tell myself that sometimes when I probably shouldn't, because I feel like I'm 20, 30 sometimes. Because I feel like I can still do what I used to do at 30. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. But you know what? As long as I feel that way, that's all that matters. You know, this is the Spirit of God moving. So recognize the issue, recognize the healer. And third is simply be healed. Be healed. Cross over to healing. We talked a little about the cloud in worship as we were worshiping. Step in. Don't be afraid. Receive that healing. Do what the Holy Spirit leads you. Psalm 51:7. Psalm 51:7 simply says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Again, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hyssop was an herb, and it's associated with cleansing in the Bible and purification. You can read about that in Numbers 19:6. And it's used here symbolically of the cleansing of the soul. Purge me. To purge is to go from the inside out. Cleanse me from the inside out. So purge me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. So hyssop washes me from the inside out. But the word here for the word wash, I mean, it cleans me inside out. But the Hebrew word for wash is really important here too. Because as the Lord does the work on the inside, work takes place on the outside too, right? The healer changes you. I mean, Jesse yesterday, the woman that got baptized, she physically looked different yesterday. Okay? When I shared with you last week, I prayed at the gentleman at the gas station in Tennessee somewhere. He physically looked different. There was something about him. When the Lord changes you, you don't look the same. You don't feel the same. You shouldn't look the same. You shouldn't feel the same. Because let me tell you, when I'm filled with joy, I'm ready to jump. When I'm excited, I'm excited. I've got a lot of energy. And it's a physical thing. Your physiology physically changes. Your mind, your will, and your emotions working together about the things of God. But the word wash here in Hebrew doesn't mean take a nice soft sponge and rinse a little glass and put it in the sink. This is in reference to before there was washing machines and dishwashers. This wash is take me and run me over a few times, twist me, turn me, scrub me vigorously. This is in reference to, it's not just a nice, sweet running over of something. This washing is beating and pounding. Say, Lord, my body's yours. I'm ready to fast. I'm ready to go and be taken to places that I've never been. I'm ready to do things I've never done. See, this cleansing may mean I need to free up the bondage in my body. When God frees your heart, I may need to free it. And what I mean by that, and I shared a little bit last week, one of the bondages is I struggled jumping and praising the Lord. As the Lord healed me at that conference 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, physically, I had to evidence that by jumping up and down in praise and worship and be set free. He had to ring me. I had to get past, remember, going back to the mind, the hindrance is what will others think of me? What will my church think of me if I'm jumping up and down and praising God? Think about that. Believe it or not, that was bondage in my heart that the Lord had to cleanse. And most of us, I mean, 5, 10 years ago, I can tell you raising hands was a bondage. For some of us, even putting our hands out to receive is a bondage. Lord, run me through the ringer so that I can be everything I'm meant to be. the full potential of you flowing through me. That's what David is saying. Lord, heal my soul at the very core and everything about it. Make me new again from the inside out. Clean me, Lord. And then in John 12, 27, this will be the last verse we'll turn to today. John, chapter 12, verse 27 and 28. I want you to see this in action. This is Jesus talking. What does he say? Now my soul is troubled. He's saying, now my mind is all over the place. My emotions are over the place. This is Jesus. This is the human side of Jesus, because he is fully God, fully man. And my body is troubled. He's about to go to the cross and suffer all kinds of horrific things. I think your body and your mind and your emotions would be troubled too. Wouldn't you say that? If you knew what you're about to suffer? Most of us, when we suffer, we don't see it coming. But he knew what was about to happen. So his flesh is saying, God, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? My mind is all over the place. My emotions are freaking out. My body doesn't want to do this. I'm tense. I'm scared. I'm nervous. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. He's crying out, Jesus. But look how he renews his mind and lines his mind, his emotions, and his will up immediately. Remember, you catch that negative thought. Basic psychology 101. You catch that negative thought to change your emotion, your outlook, your behaviors. You catch it and you renew it with the Word of God so that your soul will be healed. Watch how he caught it. He caught that thought and now he says, but for this cause I come. Renewed his mind. This is why I was even born. This is why I was created. Now watch how he caught that thought, renewed it. Now watch how his emotions line up. Father, glorify your name. Jesus himself now lines up his emotion with his soul, with the heart of God. Glorify your name. And in doing that, he committed to following through. He was for one second, he's like, oh God, Father, please take this from me. Take this cup from me. And then he's got, wait a minute. But for this cause, this is why I was created. So Father, I'm going to glorify you. Your name be glorified above the heavens and the earth. Your name be lifted high. Your name be known. Your name is going to be spread out all over the world because of this. It's you, Lord, and I'm ready to go. He lined himself up with it all. When his flesh was trying to go against and his flesh was weary and in a sick state, he renewed it. And he lined it up, and the Lord healed it. Glorify your name. Then the voice came from above heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Imagine that voice. Know that voice is spoken over you and I every time we overcome and we receive a healed soul in Jesus Christ. Think about that. Every time we're in something and we overcome it by lining up our mind, our emotions, and our will together with the Word of God, with the heart of God, the mind of Christ, with the Spirit of God, and say, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Let's do it. He says, I just glorified my name and I will keep glorifying it through you. You did it. You're doing it. You've opened the door. You've asked for more of me. You gave me more of you. I'm pouring more of me in you. That's what he's saying. He's releasing himself and he's bringing glory to himself. When our soul is healed, I want a healed soul. Let me line up my thoughts with God, my emotions with God, my will submitted before God. For a humble heart and a contrite spirit, the Lord welcomes, his word says. never denies, can enter His presence. Let me line it up before You, God, and give You all of me to heal me from the inside out. To heal me from the inside out, to be new in You. He settled, Jesus Himself, in that difficult moment, settled the conflict by giving glory to the Father. He lined up His mind, His emotions, and His will with the purpose of God. For this hour I came. That simple thought put it all together. How many of us, in whatever situations we're in, I know for me too, as soon as we click the switch and get our mind focused on the Word of God and the things of God, every time I get very discouraged, and you know what, I'm human just like every one of us here. I see the vision of what God has for this church. I've been seeing this vision for 10 years, over 10 years. I've been in this church now almost 20 years, will be January, in one way or another. And I know what God can do here. I know what God wants to do here. And, you know, get so discouraged sometimes in the past. And I've got to go, no, Lord, let me reline up my mind. Now that You're showing us clearer than ever before how to move forward, we're going to take it at Your pace. And we're going to be obedient step by step. And I'm going to line up my mind to seek You and give You everything I have today, my will and my emotions today, and let You do what You want to do today as a building block for tomorrow. And then let tomorrow be another building block for the day after. The Lord shall bring the increase. The Lord will build His church. Upon this rock, His church shall be built. The Word of God in us. His Spirit alive in us. But I've got to choose to let the Lord heal my soul every day. My soul with this church every day and with my life personally every day. So I want to challenge you right now. And I want you to be honest with yourself for a moment. What element, what's going on that needs to be healed? As David cried out, Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul. Just like the Lord healed his soul. Because at one point or another, when his son died, as he went through this time of difficulty, and David had torn his clothes and put on rags and put ashes on his head in mourning, one day the Lord said, enough, time for you to get up and get back to work. He healed him. Forgave him, his iniquities were covered, it was over, and David moved on as king of Israel. It's time for us to move on, to get up and move on. No more bound by the illness of our souls. So I want you to rise with me right now. Diane, if you would play something softly. Rise. And I want you to just go to the Lord right now. Go to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit. Some of you already know what you need to do to cross over into healing, to grow, cross over into that glory cloud where God just wants to just manifest Himself in your life. Some of your thoughts have been, I'll never be healed. I'm still struggling with this. I'm still dealing with that. You've made inner vows. I will never, you fill in the blank. Or I can't ever fill in the blank. You made promises to yourself that were made in air that had nothing to do with God. And guess what? It's okay. You can break those promises for the promises of God. So I want you to just let the Holy Spirit minister to your soul. I want you to just simply, I'm going to bless you in a moment or pray over you in a moment, but confess to God what you need. Healing in what element, what God, what you want God to heal your soul in. So Lord, I just speak, you know, Your words upon everyone here. I bless them with Your Spirit and Your Spirit of truth that brings revelation right now. That Holy Spirit, You reveal to them, Lord God, not just the symptoms of the illness of the soul, but Lord God, the cause, the root, that they, and I bless them with a desire and a willingness to line up their will and open their hearts up to you, that they would allow you in and touch the core, the root of their soul. Lord God, that it shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Just speak to them right now. Just minister right now. Holy Spirit, come. If you want more of the Holy Spirit, you've got to be willing to surrender more of you. More Holy Spirit. More. More Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you need to come up to the altar before God, the altar is open to you. You're not stuck where you are. If you need to get on your knees before the Lord, do it. If you are feeling compelled or led to go pray with somebody or for someone, you are free. If you want someone to pray with you, you can turn to the person next to you. Just say, hey, will you pray for me for this? Just let the body minister to the body right now. It's Lord. It's Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Word of God says, confess your sins to one another that you will be healed. Yeah. So we want a complete healing, Lord, of our soul today, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Some of us, someone here may need to just receive Jesus. Maybe make that final commitment right now. Lord, simply say, Lord, Jesus, I accept you now as my Savior. I know I'm not perfect, but I want to accept you right now as my Savior. And I want you to help me live the life that I'm meant to live with the plan that you have for me. That's you. I want you to just come on up and just talk to me. That's all. Turn off the mic, and we're just going to talk and pray. There's no shame here. Lord. It's Lord. Lord, if you feel being called to pray and lay hands on someone, just go ahead. Get up off from where you are. witness. Holy Spirit, if the Lord is ministering to you, you know, let Him speak. Let Him touch you right now. I am going to go ahead and bless you. And you, those who want to leave are free to go. But if you do feel compelled to pray for someone, the person next to you even, just take them by the hand. I would encourage you even before you leave today, just pray with someone. Just encourage one another. Or if you need time still before the Lord, we're still going to keep the altar open. I'm going to ask if Mike would come on up too as someone to pray up here with those who need prayer. And Tommy, would you do the same as well? If you have any prayer needs, they're going to remain up here to pray with you. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I bless each one in this room. May your word, God, today spoken to them, overwhelm their soul and fill their hearts up to overflowing. May they walk today healed in their soul in the name of Jesus. Fully healed in their soul in the name of Jesus. May the peace of the Lord go with you. May His face shine on you. His glory lead you in the name of Jesus. Go in His peace. Amen.